Gaslighting. Gaslighting is when someone messes with your head so much that you start doubting your own thoughts and feelings. It's like they're playing mind games to make you feel like you're going crazy. People throw around the word gaslighting a lot these days, but not everyone really gets what it means. When we say someone's being gaslit, it's like they're being manipulated into second-guessing everything about themselves, their thoughts, what they see, how they feel. It's sneaky and can mess with your head big time. Gaslighting messes with people's ability to trust themselves. Victims start to believe they can't see things clearly, make choices, or even understand their own experiences. This lack of self-trust makes them think they need their gaslighters to help them, giving them even more power over their lives. If you've never been gaslit, it's hard to get how awful it is. But here's a trick to help you relate. Think back to a tough time you've had, one that really got you down for a while. Now imagine everyone, even your closest friends and family, telling you it wasn't a big deal. They say you're just making a fuss and that your experience wasn't as bad as you think. When you try to speak up, they call you crazy, saying you're seeing things wrong. They even question if you can trust yourself to know what's real and what's not. It's like they're blaming you for feeling bad and making you doubt your judgment. Gaslighting in the 1944 film. The term gaslighting comes from a 1944 movie called Gaslight. In this film, the bad guy, Gregory, tries to make his wife, Paula, and her friends think she's going crazy. He wants to lock her up in a mental hospital so he can steal her valuable jewels. Gregory does sneaky things like turning on the attic lights to search for Paula's gems, which makes the rest of the house's gas lights dim. Then, he tells Paula she's imagining it when she notices the lights flickering. In stories, villains like Gregory might have clear goals, like stealing jewels. But in real life, gaslighters aren't usually out for something specific like that. They might not even realize they're messing with someone's mind. Still, their tactics mess with people's heads, making them question their own sanity. It's like a slow drip that wears away at someone's mental health, even if they were doing fine before. Gaslighting. Manipulative mind games. Gaslighting happens when someone repeatedly makes you doubt yourself. They might say things like, "That's crazy. Don't be so sensitive." Or, "I was just joking. Don't be paranoid." It's not just one comment, but a series of them over time. This manipulative behavior messes with your mind, making you question your own thoughts and feelings. It's like they're trying to make you think you're imagining things or even that you're not well. Gaslighting isn't just a one-time thing. It's a pattern of behavior that happens again and again. Gaslighting happens gradually over time. This gradual manipulation makes it hard for the victims to realize what's going on and fight back. The more it happens, the more powerful it becomes. When someone you trust keeps denying your experiences, you start doubting yourself and your ability to think clearly. Gaslighters' motivations. Gaslighters really care about what others think, and they freak out when someone challenges their beliefs. They often have more than one goal in mind when they try to manipulate others. If you want to figure out why they do it, ask yourself what they'll get if their trickery works. Gaslighters struggle big time when someone questions their point of view. But here's the thing, it's not always across the board. For example, a guy might be cool with an older dude disagreeing with him, but if a female peer challenges him, he might try to mess with her head. When you come across someone with different views, you have options. You can be curious, note the difference, seek common ground, use rational arguments to persuade, or express why their perspective makes you uneasy. Some unethical ways to gain agreement include lying, guilt-tripping, making threats, or using blackmail or bribery. Gaslighters, however, use a specific pattern of behavior to make their targets doubt their own judgments over time. Gaslighters work hard to make sure others don't agree with their victims. They really care about what people think. Instead of accepting that someone might have a valid point, they prefer to label them as crazy. It's not enough for them to just disagree. They want to make sure their victim sees things their way too. Gaslighters often do this to keep control over the relationship. They want things their way, with power on their side. Gaslighting tactics. Gaslighters are masters of manipulation, turning love and trust into weapons against their victims. They use sneaky tricks to make their targets feel vulnerable and alone. For instance, they'll make you believe that you can't trust anyone else, isolating you emotionally and sometimes even physically. To cover their tracks, gaslighters act like they might be wrong sometimes. They pretend to be open to other ideas, but it's all a facade to keep their deceit hidden. It's like they're wearing a mask of fallibility to throw you off their scent. Gaslighters undermine the best qualities of their victims, such as love and trust. They manipulate these virtues to make their victims doubt their own thoughts and feelings, causing intense emotional turmoil. Gaslighting goes beyond ordinary lying because it exploits and weakens trust on a fundamental level. Gaslighters not only betray their victims' trust, but also shatter their ability to trust themselves. Gaslighting in relationships. It can be hard to believe that someone you love would intentionally harm you, so if you're close to a gaslighter, you might not realize you're being manipulated. When someone you care about calls you names like crazy or paranoid, you might start doubting yourself. Gaslighters might even threaten to end the relationship to control you. In the movie Gaslight, there's a clear example of how love and trust can be twisted. When a friend visits Paula, her husband Gregory sends them away without asking her. When Paula protests, Gregory lies and says she wants the friend gone. He acts hurt and offended, making Paula feel guilty for not trusting him. Paula's love for Gregory makes her feel stuck and hopeless. Gaslighting, how victims are silenced. Gaslighters make their victims feel like their words have no power. Philosopher Ray Langton introduced the term silencing to explain how some people can't express themselves normally in certain situations. In a normal conversation, when someone shares their own experiences, most people believe them. However, gaslighters dismiss their victims' words as signs of overreacting or being overly sensitive. They make their victims doubt themselves, thinking they're just being paranoid. This makes the victims feel like their words are meaningless and only show their mental state. By doing this repeatedly, gaslighters silence their victims. Gaslighting and systemic oppression. Gaslighting is when someone tries to make another person doubt their own experiences or perceptions. It often happens in close relationships like marriages or families. But it can also occur in places like work, where someone might use it to undermine a person who reports bad behavior or harassment. The person being gaslighted is often part of a group that's treated unfairly, like facing discrimination. For instance, imagine a white man at work who tries to make a non-white colleague doubt their experiences when they speak up about discrimination. This is a way to reinforce unfair systems and make it hard for people to fight against them. Gaslighting isn't inherently racist or sexist, but it's often used to support systems of oppression, including racism and sexism. Men tend to do it more than women, and it's often directed at women and people of color. Historian Elaine France explains that gaslighting makes people doubt themselves, making it hard to recognize the oppression they face. When people don't trust their own judgment, they struggle to see the patterns of things like racism. Gaslighting and its effects. Gaslighting can cause significant harm to a person's mental well-being and independence. Those who experience gaslighting often start to doubt their own judgment and lose confidence in their feelings. This can lead them to believe they're not entitled to their emotions and can prevent them from standing up for themselves. For instance, if someone is made to feel that their anger towards their partner is unjustified, they might not ask for an apology or changes in behavior. Over time, this erodes their self-esteem, and they may begin to suppress their emotions, which can result in mental health issues. Gaslighting can ultimately lead to severe depression. When individuals no longer trust their own perceptions and feelings, they may feel powerless and lose sight of their own worth. This cycle of manipulation can have devastating effects on a person's mental health and ability to advocate for themselves. Gaslighting can make people believe they're crazy. Imagine someone constantly telling you that what you believe is insane. You might start believing them and even try to prove them right. You'd think, If I can show that what I think is crazy, then maybe I'm not crazy. So victims of gaslighting end up playing into their abuser's hands. They blame themselves for feeling bad until they realize they're being manipulated. Recovery from gaslighting, rebuilding trust. To bounce back from gaslighting, the person affected must first realize they've been deceived and then work on trusting again. Once they understand what's been happening, they might start feeling more confident and composed. They might also suddenly feel intense emotions like anger, which could later give way to deeper feelings like sadness. Gaslighting is when someone messes with your mind, making you doubt your own thoughts and feelings. It's a serious breach of trust, leaving victims feeling like they can't rely on anyone. Trust is super important for getting along with others, but it's tough for gaslighting survivors to regain it. It's not like relearning a forgotten language, it's more complicated. Gaslighting victims might swing between acting super trusting, like they're depending on others to save them, and being totally suspicious of everyone. Trust is fragile after gaslighting, and getting it back isn't easy. If you've been through gaslighting, it's crucial to reach out to friends and therapists for support. Talking about what happened to you is really important. Sigmund Freud, a psychoanalyst, said that putting a name to your experience is a big part of getting better. It means saying exactly what you went through and how it affected you. That's a key step in your healing process. Key points. 1. Manipulation that causes self-doubt and undermines your confidence in your thoughts and emotions is known as gaslighting. 2. Gaslighting happens gradually, with the gaslighter denying your experiences and making you question reality. 3. Victims often feel isolated and powerless, as gaslighters undermine their trust in others and themselves. 4. Gaslighting can occur in various relationships and settings, perpetuating unfair systems like racism and sexism. 5. Recovery from gaslighting involves realizing the manipulation, rebuilding trust, and seeking support. 6. Talking about the experience is crucial for healing and regaining confidence after gaslighting.